Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 7 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944, like the 216-400-216-804-216-235. We'll get to those numbers very shortly, but let me let you know that you can feel free to send in music and or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press one. Now, as I look to see what should I tell people, I'm going to cut the commercials in half and just say that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM with www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, I can let you know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary. So you put MISS Commentary together, then you space it out and go to Cleveland. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Tomorrow it will start early at 4:30 p.m. on voiceitradio.com as we celebrate. It'll be an open show, too, for whoever stops through. We're just celebrating the fact that tomorrow, our 8-year anniversary of the Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceitradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. Now, I am going to at least give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday.
based on a lot of promotions and what's been seen and heard and what might have even happened. So starting off at number 10, Queen City this Saturday at 6454 Pearl Road, Parma Heights, Ohio, 44130, 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Cash Caddick. And they'll be doing a movie filming as well. That's K$H Cash Caddick. Number 9, just happened today, DJ Ronnie Cash. Today was at We Got It Shop in East Cleveland on Euclid Avenue, GMS Hood Famous DVD. A lot of Facebook Lives came from that. Number 8, debuting Major Taps, Almighty FX, and friends, Black House Sounds and others will be there this Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, the Dialogue Center. Number 7. Here it is, again, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. One of the reasons, well, of course, that BTA from Sheriff Kilroy that was remixed, the video was remixed and re-edited by Big Moochie of 71 North. Here's something, a certain video for I Stand Alone had stalled out at 600 views. But the tribute song from Sheriff Kilroy video film by GMS Hood Famous DVD after what Mitt Romney had said and done during the hearings. The video picked up steam with 200-plus views since last Saturday, so it's now over 800. It was a Mitt Romney tribute last year when the man stood up against his own party, and we look at what's going on now. Number 6 debuting, National Action Network, this Saturday, February 20th. Black History Month program at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, United Temple Church, the Tabernacle, at 14284 Superior. Next to Cleveland Heights Mini Police Station, Black House Sounds will be performing, and they're supposed to have a full program to teach. Shout out to the National Action Network. Number 5, debuting A Voice of a New Generation. You can look at that on Facebook. That's this Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Truth Social Lounge at 20840 Southgate Park Boulevard, Maple Heights, 44137. For more information from BWE Entertainment, there will be politicians in the house, a fundraiser, and more. To be a part of that, you can use 216-235-8167. That's 216-235-8167. Man in the Streets will be in the house for that one. Number 4, moving up. There were a lot of debuts, but one thing that moved up was Black House Sounds, the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube, Nelson Mandela video, over 500 views. But that song will be what's performed at the National Action Network this coming Saturday and then this Sunday at the Dialogue Center. That was performed. We'll get into where very shortly, but it was performed at the African Museum. Two songs to be performed, and also it's very interesting that the new videos that came out was Joseph Motley Jr.'s solo song, You Can't Let This Cruel World Test You, and Emacs the Image, 3342 Music, teamed up with Black House Sound on another video that was released. And there were over 400 views from the How Do It Feel to Be Real video. So it's two different YouTube pages with a lot of music. Now, number 3 spot, which is very interesting. Number 3 debuted Black on Black Crime, Inc. Didn't expect it to be here, but they had their candidates night last Wednesday at the Dialogue Center with Ward 4 candidate Birthday Boy, Dontez Taylor, Ward 12 candidate Lavelle Thomas, mayoral candidate for Cleveland, Anthony Wilson. He introduced on his team, much respect to new Black Panther Party chair, Brother Kahar, who's a legend in his own right. You had Cleveland mayoral candidate Latoria T. Witcher, who spoke on and unveiled her platform and a lot of what she's done in the city and throughout the area, suburbs too. Number 2, moving up, African History Museum. It was on the news last Tuesday. Yesterday they had a comedy show. On Saturday was the Black Wealth Empire pop-up shop with Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop, traveling show. You had DJ Cowboy, Miss Pulse Points, Man in the Street, Black House Sound, Rah Rah 100, Black on Black Crime Inc., DJ Dollar Rock, Brother Poet. You had a comedian, Ward 4 candidate Arnold Schoen, Ward 12 candidate Dwayne McGee, and number one debuting the Rally to Remember Serial Killer Anthony Sowell's Victims and Against Violence Against Black Women. That was on Facebook, but it was an actual event, but that's an event title. It happened last Thursday. Since murder, Anthony Sowell died last Monday night. Pure Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Brick House Wellness, Refuse Fascism, Stop Mass Incarceration, Man in the Street, East Cleveland Councilman Ernest L. Smith, Congressional Candidate District 11 Laverne Gore, Mayoral Candidate of Cleveland Anthony Wilson, City Council Ward 4 Candidates Arnold Schoen, Brother Dantes Taylor Ward 4 Candidate stayed for the entire event. Helping Hands from El Bay and more. This is what I'm going to do. I feel like there are some salutations, people who passed the whole nine yards, but I do have a phone number, 216-235. I want to take the time and go to that number right now, 216-235. Who are we talking to?
Oh, I'm on the air now?
Yes, you are, and I appreciate your patience. Who are we talking to?
It is City of Cleveland mayoral candidate Latoria Lady T. Witcher.
Well, I'm going to say welcome aboard. First of all, let's start this the correct way and just say that I have known of you for a few years, and during that time you have been extremely busy. As a matter of fact, you coined terms like team no sleep. I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things that you've done throughout the years? Because sometimes people may get it twisted, and apparently you actually aren't just brand new on the scene. Talk to us.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, big shout out to my Cleveland West Side residents as well as my Cleveland East Side residents, I've developed programs such as No More Bullying that focuses in on anti-bullying here on the West Side. I've done Feed the Needy for both East Side and West Side communities. I've developed Spring Bling for East Side and West Side communities for our youth, Big Skate Party, Back to the Knowledge. Is another big one our organization has done. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. As far as community activist work, I was part of Justice for Katie. I was also a part of Lieutenant Mayor Rice March. So it's like the list, the criteria is so extensive. I've done a little bit of everywhere.
I feel you. I hear you. And with that being said, why do you feel that now is the time for you to step out and put your hat in the ring, especially mayor of Cleveland, and being a lady? Talk to me.
I mean, really, just bringing my, I'm always going to consider it as a silent community activist. And really, it's time for change. I mean, everybody's so used to the traditional or what may have you, they may be scared of a little change. But, I mean, with our cities being in the way it is, you know, us going to still, you know, fighting together to get through this pandemic, you know, it's time to show, you know, as I would say, unity in the community, taking those talents of each and every resident, trying to come together and get, you know, our councilmen, our precinct committee people, our community activists, known and unknown, to come together to build strategies so we can start healing the city of Cleveland. So that's, like, my reason for actually, like, really running for real is for the people.
I hear you. And how do you think the strength of you being out there? Because one thing I can say, you have been on the grind. You've been there. You've worked alongside a lot of different people and organizations. You've even built up a few brands for yourself. I'm going to ask you, how do you think that helps a person like you in running for what you are? Because there are a lot of people who might say, well, you need to have years of political experience before you consider. What are you bringing to the table?
I mean, I'm bringing creativity. I'm bringing inspiration to our community to say that you can do it. You can start by just your cups and building from there. Self-investment is always the key to something that you want to start, something that you want to build. I'm bringing structure and strategy because most people don't know too much about business. So knowledge is the key. Bringing, you know, having them provide resources and creating resources to help, you know, the fellow man. So, I mean, what I'm bringing to the table is, like I said, totally different than the traditional political campaign. I'm not your traditional politician. So, I mean, with a lot of people not knowing about it, I mean, I'm bringing to the table knowledge, you know, genuine care, and realness.
Wow. I like that. I like that. And is that part of your platform, or what platforms are you bringing to the table? Does that include a lot of what you just said, or what?
Yes, it does. It does include a lot of that plus more. You know, the more that I speak to the residents, you know, here in the city of Cleveland for both west side and east side, and as well as the surrounding community, because we all dealing with the same problems and issues no matter where we live at. And that's another, you know, major focus on my platform is to bring all these cities together, try to communicate and unite with one another to fix the problems that need to be fixed within our city, whether it be crime and violence, whether it be education, whether it be community development. Whatever it is within those cities, we all need to come together to, you know, fix the problems. So my platform is the people.
Wow. People are your platform. I hear you on that. And with that being said, and you're giving me a lot of hashtags and ideas to go on. A little bit, when people talk about education and the young people and the schools and a few other things, can you get into some of the things you have done to reach out as far as education goes? Like, I know BWE, Future Kids, was one, and I do remember the virtual learning class. You were ahead of the curve on a few of those things as far as virtual learning. If I'm not mistaken, you were calling me about that in the month of April 2020. Talk to me, please.
Yeah. Well, this virtual ED is one of a helping tool for our children that are dealing with remote learning. To make it a little fun, but, you know, have a little understanding for our pre-K students, you know, it's created as an avatar. And, you know, it teaches, you know, the basic subjects. It will teach the, you know, the language arts and the history and, you know, what goes on within the chapter. So it'll break down a little bit more for our youth to understand their assignment as well as our adults who struggle to help their children within remote learning. Which will be out hopefully this April.
Beautiful, beautiful. So my thing is in talking to you, I'm going to at least ask you personally, what are some of the challenges you find, or are there no challenges to you being a woman who's running for mayor in the city of Cleveland?
I think the biggest challenge is getting the people to get out that traditional mode and trying to open up their minds a little bit more and thinking outside of the box. That's like one of my biggest challenges. The other one is, you know, being in the arena with, you know, all males. That's a tough challenge. 'Cause you got people, you know, thinking that you don't know what you're doing. You got people criticizing you, as being a woman, you know, running. It's something that's unheard of in Cleveland history. So, I mean, just basically, I was, you know, keeping the haters away, being staying focused and staying motivated is somewhat a challenge throughout all this. But, you know, my faith is strong and, you know, I'm a fighter and I'm willing to fight for what's right. So, I mean, discrimination against, you know, women, period. We all, you know, within women too. You know, some women, they want change. Sometimes they for women empowerment and sometimes they not. You know, I'm real out when it comes to stuff. So, you know, it's just the women empowerment, the lack of change is a big challenge within this campaign and getting the people to understand that there's another alternative way to deal with the city's problems besides the traditional.
I can appreciate that very much. And you know something? I got to keep you on here for a few more minutes, if you don't mind.
That's right.
And the reason, okay, and the reason I'm saying that is business. Building your brand, communicating with people, how do you feel that will help you in being able to build bridges for the city of Cleveland?
Well, it's all, like I said, togetherness, networking, you know, finding each talent of each person, you know, either an organization or just that one individual, you know, helps to build that bridge and helps to influence our communities to, you know, leap out on risk. Because as far as business goes, being an entrepreneur, you know, majority, 90% of that is risk. So trying to get the people, it starts with that individual. And then it starts, you know, with building the brand or what may have, like I said, just networking and, you know, building those relationships and, you know, being creative in the things that the community needs helps to build bridges as well of unity.
I can appreciate that. Now, I will say that you've been very forthcoming since I've heard your announcement, talking about your platforms, why you're running, what you're running on, what you would like to see done. So in your mind, if a person says they are not sure of your platform or what you're standing on, how can people find out more about you? Or are you that transparent that maybe certain people are just talking out the side of their neck and not listening? Or how do you feel?
I mean, most people talk about the side of their neck. For real. it's all about research. You know, you can always, if you want to know anything about about me or about my team, we're all on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. You know, you tune in each month, first Saturday of the month, to the Black Talk Table, where me and Lee Jaws Gusick, you know, come together and bring the councilmen and the people and, you know, the voices of the community on the show. So, I mean, there's a lot of platforms and, you know, gateways to, you know, reach us and find out more about us or just, you know, reach out. And then we nothing but a phone call or a messenger message away. You know, if you want to know something, if you really want to know something, you just have to reach out and ask.
Understood. And so now I get to get into something that is fun for me. It's music, I will say, especially hip-hop. You have done a lot of, throughout the years, artist promotions. You've been promoting Lit Jaws, Woozik, A Boogie, Lyrical Storm. You've done a lot of artist promotions. A lot. You've had artists throughout, and you've shined a light on hip-hop. Do you feel that now is the time for hip-hop to get its due credit? Because a lot of times, a lot of people tend to look at the hip-hop generation and, you know, they will allow for, let's say, Ronald Reagan, who was an actor, to become president. nobody had anything to say. You had Arnold Schwarzenegger come through, actor, governor. Nobody had anything to say. Jesse the Body Ventura said he was Jesse the Mind Ventura, ex-wrestler. Nobody had anything to say. Why do you think people come down so hard on people who have worked throughout entertainment, let's say hip-hop, and they don't want to give them a chance when they don't, they may not realize the business aspect? This is a billion-dollar industry that has thrived and survived for years, being on top, and you've had a lot of success in that field. What do you say to those people who tend to look the other way or downward spiral at hip-hop in general?
I mean, one, never underestimate your opponent, because everything you do is business. Whether it's sewing, knitting, or whatever it is, you know, it's business. It is time due for Cleveland to embrace hip-hop within politics, something that I've, you know, spoke about several times throughout my own independent broadcasting, you know, because we're in the modern day, I call it the modern day civil rights movement. You know, history repeats itself, Al.
Yeah.
And so within that, within the civil rights movement, within the 60s and 70s, you know, music played a lot in that role, where you have your Curtis Mayfields, you have your Stevie Wonders, you have, you know, your Sam Cooke. You know, actually our asthma change is going to come. You know, that was part of the civil rights movement. So it should be, you know, hip-hop should be embraced. Music should be embraced. And have it just do. It's just a person that is put in place to handle that political responsibility to make sure that the legacy does not die, as well as present a positive image and a positive light, because hip-hop is getting slammed for his language or how it's perceived, how the artist is perceived, for the most part. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. To those that discourage it, it's nothing wrong with it. It's actually the lyrics that you must hear, not just the beat or just a video. Not just look at the visual. Actually take time out to listen to the message that's being presented.
I can appreciate that so articulately and well put. I'm going to ask you, give me 2 to 3 minutes of something that you just want to say to the people from your heart, something I didn't touch on that's really on your mind that you want to say to you know, to the people listening. I appreciate everybody who's listening to the mayoral candidate, LaToya Whitcher. Please, Lady T, from your heart.
To my city of Cleveland's residents all over, as running for this candidacy, I'm running for genuinely you. I'm going to be real at everything that I do, because I don't sugarcoat anything, because it's time for the people to have real action, a real voice, and to be heard in City Hall and all around. Unity in the community is the key. Investing in yourself and investing in your community to make your community better is key. And, you know, all I ask for is your support throughout this journey, and, you know, let's make history.
I like what you said. Let's make history. How can people do their own research once again on you, and what activities do you have coming up that people might want to come through and network with you on?
Well, this coming Saturday at True Social Lounge, 20840 Southgate Park Boulevard, it's a former Kings and Queens lounge. We're having our campaign fundraiser as well as our community fundraiser to support Black History 365, which is the BWE Future Kids community program that lasts from February till May. Show starts at 8 o'clock. I have a lot of, you know, artists coming through, a lot of special guests, special people coming through to support the campaign for hashtag #OneVoice216, which is my mayoral campaign. McGee 2021, which is Tulane McGee's council campaign, which he's running for Ward 12, and as well as Are You Ready for a Change in Ward 4, which is council candidate Dante Taylor's campaign. So there's a lot of stuff going on Saturday. We're excited about it. Admission is $25, and all the proceeds to the show goes to the campaign. The portion goes to the campaign as well as the VFW and Future Kids, so we can continue on doing our programs and projects for our city. Hopefully, in May we can put together a play called the George Stiney Jr. Play. So hopefully we can get network. Hopefully with the African American Museum to put this together for our city. But Saturday is the main goal with Voices of a New Generation. If anybody would like to connect with the team or myself, you can find us on Facebook. My campaign page, again, is hashtag OneVoice216. You can contact Lit Jaws Woosick on Instagram, Lit_JawsWoosick. You can inbox me personally with Toria T. Witcher. There's so many outlets that you can reach out to me too, but Facebook and Instagram are the main platforms that you can reach out, or you can call directly 216-235-8167. The number again is 216-235-8167, and you can actually talk to me personally and give me your comments, questions, or your concerns about your community.
Thank you very much, and it would not be I would be wrong if I didn't leave off of your interview segment without playing something. So as we leave, I am going to at least play one of my personal favorite tracks called On My Mama, featuring your artist Lyrical Storm, Lit Jaws Woosick. Anything you want to say about that particular track or about that artist in particular?
I can't say too much about Lyrical and Woosick. I mean, they're just two creative artists. So, I mean, I enjoyed listening to the song when they made it. You know, Lyrical called from Lyrical Hell Jail. And I was like, listen to this track, Keith. And I did, you know, I liked the track. It was very creative on both the artists' part.
Yes, it definitely is. Even Mama Porter was like, you know something? That's one of those songs that I really like. And I said, okay, I'm glad, because
and
that was one of those.
And it's catchy.
Yeah. So with that being said, I thank you very much for at least being a part of this program. May you continue to have great success. You, your team, your family, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and thank you, the City of Cleveland.
No problem. Peace, and everybody, enjoy this particular track, one of my favorites.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Ha. These niggas never should have fucked with Lyrical Storm.
Lyrical Storm.
Ain't that right, bro?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
These niggas out here.
Yeah, sending bombs.
Oh, my mama.
Mama.
Yeah, huh?
Here I go, my mama.
Here I go.
Yeah.
Running through these streets, it's a walking in grade. Throwing shade, cause a bitch like me is grinding and hustling hard. Through the game, scheming and scamming, disguising they true feelings. Ain't nothing but a thing. Chick is strange when a nigga switches up and wants to elevate. Off that pocket change. Just know that this is chess and not checkers. I'm taking all you niggas to the bank. Cause I'm holding so much weight. You're gonna need a dietary V8. Ain't that some shit?
Really?
They side. This is the weapon.
This shit about to be treacherous.
Let me go ahead and mentally and financially thrash them. Mental on them homicidal intention. I'm about to demolition derby these niggas with that 38 silencer. Finger on the trigger, ready aim fire. Time for all your roster fire niggas to retire. I got this summon the real OG for hire. I'm too good. I'm bringing heat, rising through these streets, flaming up on you bitches with these hoes. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, shit. It's from six. I'm on it. Oh, my mama. I got 10.
for the stench that is stinking. I'm just saying, please stop playing. God's my king, so I'm a king. That's a king's king. That's where you see on the scene. Leo, that's for real. My world stronger than real. My creation's real. More than you can feel. Sure, when you reveal. If I end it all, that's a battle rap. No way you coming back. Treat you like some floors and keep tapping like that. Like it's water. In fact, you'll be pruned like that.
Oh, my mama. For real. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama
nigga. Oh, my mama.
Playing, y'all.
Yeah, Lyrical Storm. Oh, my mama.
Yeah, they don't know.
Oh, my mama.
Hey. Oh, my mama.
You just gotta get it.
Oh, my mama.
Rick. You know?
Oh, my mama.
BWENT, BWE Entertainment LLC, along with Lit Jaws Woozik. And I'm just glad. I know that we have a couple of people. They didn't press the one key, but you know how I do. You might not have planned on talking, but let's find out. 216 area code, going once, going twice, going thrice. Y'all know what it is. If you change your mind, you can press the one key. You can speak. I'm looking at this 216-804. Yep, going once. You can speak now. Going twice. Going thrice. You can call up as well, call back, rather, or just press the one key. I want to at least start this off and say that Ishmael Bobby Dukes Mustafa has gone to heaven. He was an excellent recording artist, musician, writer, arranger, producer, director, and a fantastic entertainer. He's our local legend who wrote hits for the OJs, Sly, Slick, and Wicked, and many, many more. He recorded a number of songs on himself that was released by record companies. And was definitely an excellent entertainer. Had to at least put that out there so people would at least know that one. Also, I believe, you know, February 5th, from July 11th, 1954 to February 5th, 2021, overdue for me to say Bruce Franklin Reed was an American professional wrestler and football player, better known by the ring name Butch Reed, the natural Butch Reed. He played college football at the University of Central Missouri, was a star in Mid-South Wrestling, and had high-profile tag team matches in the World Wrestling Federation, such as the first Survivor Series main event and World Championship Wrestling, where he held the championship with Ron Simmons as the tag team called Doom, Natural Butch Reed. Also, I would like to say that from June 12, 1941 to February 9, 2021, Armando Anthony Chick Corea, which was C-H-I-C-K-C-O-R-E-A, was an American jazz composer, keyboardist, band leader, and occasional percussionist. His compositions, Spain, 500 Miles High, La Fiesta, Armando's Rumba, and Windows are widely considered jazz standards. As a member of Miles Davis' band in the late 1960s, he participated in the birth of jazz fusion. In the 1970s, he formed Return to Forever, along with Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, Keith Jarrett, and Bill Evans. He's considered one of the foremost jazz pianists of the post-John Coltrane era. Korea continued to collaborate frequently while exploring different musical styles throughout the 1980s and 1990s. He won 23 Grammy Awards and was nominated over 60 times. So those are just some of the names that I knew I had to throw out there because I did not want to at least, you know, say that I missed some stories here and there. I would also like to put out there that I appreciate you all. As I get ready to turn the corner on tonight's program, I had played a piece of a song. It was a new release, and so I get a chance to play the whole song. Millie Mills, that's MILLIMILLZ, with Protest, Peace, Change. Let's hear the whole song. I'll be right back after.
People getting shot when we on all this madness come to a stop. 4 more years with Trump and office. No, we gotta vote. We keep our people dying. This ain't no joke. I try to make a difference every day. Tell my kids to go to school. You can be somebody. Don't think about getting rich. Oh, that try. Cause you find yourself caught in this system that makes you want to listen to this music. It makes you go grab a pistol. Shoot your homie cause your homeboy dissed you. Only 15. Now your life is gone. The rappers say don't blame us. Blame the parents for raising them wrong.
We live and we die every day.
We gotta make a better way. Put your guns down. Put your hands up. We live and we die every day. Be a man even if that's gone. Your mama should have raised you. We live and we die every day. Put your vote in. Protest peace change. By any means necessary. Live and we die every day. Put your vote in. Protest peace change. No call, no show, cleansing downtown, protest. All we see videos and multiple deaths, multiple black on black crime and violence. When enough's gonna be enough, times rough, police kill us in cuffs. No choking us till we can't breathe. Calling my mama, she's God, please. Not the way how you want me, come home. One of the men who wants to grow old. Let us see my kids grow up, great kids, FaceTime and they know. Popeyes rolled up, don't matter black or white, all lives really matter. White on white crime happens, blacks are gonna come. No justice, no peace. Two wrongs, no right. Like COVID-19, we in this together till we clear this virus.
We live and we die every day. We gotta make a better way. Put your guns down, put your hands up. We live and we die every day. Be a man, even if that's gone. Your mama should've raised you. We live and we die every day. Put your vote in, protest, peace, change. By any means necessary. Live and we die every day. Put your vote in, protest, peace, change. The economy is bad, people can't find jobs. We want it every day, who's next to get robbed? No money for our heroes this year. More money given to us sports and entertainers. We mess money up on something stupid, addicted to retail. I'll be one of many, make a difference, time for a change. Cops kill us, do the crime, to do the time. Officers are protect, but murderers and killers unarmed. Hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. Don't care who the president is, hands up, don't shoot. You know I'm real, I don't have a lot of fancy things. War on America's good for absolutely nothing. Yeah, this goes out to everyone, to anyone who lost their life to police brutality. All to my essential workers, all the heroes out there that kept working through this COVID-19. All the news stations for keeping the world such a negative place. Shout out to the Source Magazine for supporting my pick 2004. You know, that was real. This your boy, Millie Mills. Go ahead, I hope y'all register to vote. I hope y'all vote or die part two. Go out and vote. What up, P. Diddy? Every vote counts.
And, of course, before I do anything else, it's always good for me to at least make sure I get everything out like I'm supposed to. We did not mention that the Hustler founder, Larry Flint, passed at the age of 78. No, not the Van McElroy who did the song Hustle. No, or DC Scorpio who did the song Hustler. We're talking about Hustler magazine, Larry Flint. He passed at the age of 78. He passed at his home in Los Angeles. He began his career in 1974 when he founded Hustler. In 1978, Flint was shot by Joseph Paul Franklin, who reportedly shot him over a picture in a Hustler magazine, paralyzing him from the waist down. Flint's life was embattled with legal woes involving free speech and pornography regulations. Actor Woody Harrelson portrayed Flint in the Oscar-nominated 1996 film The People vs. Larry Flint, which chronicled the pornographer's life, including his Supreme Court clash with televangelist Jerry Falwell. So that's one thing that happened. Also, in talking about certain things, I probably need to tell you that the, and this is important right here, Marty Schottenheimer, coach of successful and memorable Browns teams from the 1980s, he passed recently at the age of 77. After a seven-year battle with Alzheimer's disease, former Cleveland Browns coach Marty Schottenheimer passed at the age of 77. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2014. He was moved to a hospice facility near his home in Charlotte on January the 30th. The one thing about him was that as a head coach, he led the organization to four playoff appearances and three divisional titles. But it was his tough, hard-nosed, never-give-up-the-fight attitude. The team embodied that endeared him to Browns fans and often led to thrilling victories. And that is the truth. The one thing about him was that he's Schottenheimer, excellent coaching legacy. He was, I believe, New York Giants linebackers coach in 1975 and 76, the defensive coordinator for the Giants in 1977, the linebacker coach for the Detroit Lions in 1978 and 79. He was hired as the Browns defensive coordinator in 1980. In 1984, his break came when he replaced Sam Rattigliano and got his first full season as a head coach in 1985. That year, Schottenheimer and quarterback Bernie Kosar, who had just been selected in the 1985 supplemental draft, began an era of success in Cleveland that surpassed even the Cardiac Kids era that fans had rallied around. Schottenheimer and his Browns never reached the Super Bowl. He helped make the team a perennial playoff contender during his tenure. In that time, Schottenheimer held a 44-27 record, a .620 winning percentage, and made four playoff appearances. The Browns under Schottenheimer won three AFC Central Division titles after the 1988 season. Art Modell Medal with the successful coach, not for the first time, causing a rift that couldn't be reconciled. Schottenheimer went on to the following season to become the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, where he spent the next 10 years amassing a 101-58-1 tie regular season record and making it seven playoff appearances with three divisional titles. The next thing, they never made it to the Super Bowl, and he wrapped up his NFL coaching days with the Chargers, spending 5 years with the team before being fired in 2007. So there you go, Marty Schottenheimer also. Before I pack up to leave out of here this evening, I have enough time to at least have some fun, maybe. Every once in a while, I get a chance to have a little bit of fun. We told you so. This is just a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox, but for those who might have missed it, the grand jury indicted Cleveland Mayor's grandson on two felony charges for police chase in Parma. Parma, Ohio, a grand jury indicted the grandson of Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson on two felony charges for allegedly driving off and pulling an officer down the road on a high-speed chase in Cleveland last month. Frank Q. Jackson has been charged with felonious assault and failure to comply for the incident that took place in Parma on the morning of Sunday, January 24th. I guess how that happened, there's even a video to go along with it when an officer asked on the video, are you related to the mayor? You're the grandson, right? And prosecutors said Jackson had just gotten out of jail hours earlier after being released on a GPS monitor. Hold on just a second. Now, this is something, infamous shout out, because I just heard from Lady T with an infamous shout out on called the personal phone line while we're still live on air. So that means that she's catching everything and still enjoying what's going on out there. But anyway, and so the prosecutors had said that Jackson had just gotten out of jail hours after being released on a GPS monitor following his arraignment on a separate domestic violence case. At first, the traffic stop appeared routine. I can be quick, the officer told Jackson.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that.
Bye.
42 and Quick. 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with us and going to the club with us. If you crew 3342. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 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 If your child act up, whoop their ass.
And the reason I played that was simple. The mayor's grandson, Frank G. Jackson, his grandson, Frank Q. Jackson, hit about 107 miles per hour when he sped away from the police. Parma, and that's why he's kind of facing, you know, an indictment right now, a couple of indictments by the grand jury. And, man, Frank Jackson should have paid somebody, or they should have beat that ass a long time ago. Just should have beat their ass. Anyway, I am enjoying getting the information out to you. I appreciate you. My thing is this. I'm having a lot of fun, get a chance to. I am going to do what I should do because I appreciate everything. The people who listen, may we catch each other at some of these fun-filled, exciting events that are upcoming. 15415 Kipling Avenue on a Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. You never know what candidate might come to the Dialogue Center to speak up and speak out. So with that being said, you never know. But you always know it's going to be somebody. Speaking of always, why not play some HJS and go it out? Talk to you all by next week. HJS Music, always.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.